States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to remind everyone here, and I don't think we have any members of the public, but we are being both audio-taped and videotaped by New TV, as is typical at full council meetings. I'm going to ask us all to stand for a moment of silence for two Newton residents who passed away recently. The first was Helen Cohen, a longtime resident of our city who was the mother of former Mayor David Cohen. She passed away on December 23rd at the age of 96. A graduate of Newton College of Massachusetts College of Art, she was an accomplished artist and musician. And I will say, for anyone who knew her, just an absolutely delightful person who took tremendous pride in her son. We mourn her passing. And also, Emma Carlin, the wife of former city clerk and clerk to the Board of Aldermen Joseph Carlin, passed away on December 29, 2017, at the age of 101. She was a longtime resident of Chalmont Street in Ward 8, a former employee of the Newton Chamber of Commerce. And I'd ask that we have a moment of silence, please. Please take your seats. Thank you. All right, we are going to start with the first call, and I'm going to recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Greg Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report of the Land Use Committee starts on page 13. Item 1818, a special permit petition to allow an oversized dormer at 165 Harvard Street, was held. Petition 2118, a special permit petition to exceed the FAR at 43 Fisher Avenue, was approved 8-0. I'll read into the record. Douglas Whitaker, petition for special permit site plan approval to construct a first floor kitchen and mudroom and second floor bedroom and bath after raising the existing first floor bump out, creating an FAR of 0.47, where 0.44 is allowed and 0.40 exists at 43 Fisher Avenue in Ward 6. As I said, that was approved 8-0. The next item, 1918, special permit petition to extend nonconforming use at 307-309 Lexington Street, was held 8-0. Next item on page 14, 2218, special permit petition to allow an oversized dormer and office at 9 Crofton Road. That was approved as well, 6-0. That's reading into the record. Joseph and Kelly Rogers, petition for special permit site plan approval to convert the second level of an existing detached garage structure for home business office use and construct a dormer greater than 50% of the wall below it on the detached garage structure at 9 Crofton Road, Ward 5, Wobbin. Next, item 2018, a special permit petition to extend a nonconforming commercial use at 203 Elliott Street. Due to the petitioner's request, I'm going to ask that that be held in committee. So I'll ask for you to suspend the rules if possible.
Sure. Motion to suspend the rules to allow for a vote of the Land Use Committee. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Go ahead, President. Councilor Schwartz.
So we were asked by the petitioner after the item was actually approved in committee to hold it so that they could investigate and the opportunity to make the structure ADA compliant to allow it to be used by the public. So since that might take a little while, I wanted to hold that in committee for the moment.
Can we poll your committee, please?
So land use, all those in favor of holding in committee, please raise your hands. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Mr. President, that was 8-0. Finally, we had a number of Class 1 auto dealer licenses. If I could, perhaps I could read the item number and the title.
That's fine.
All the votes were 8-0. So it was item 818, an auto dealer license for Village Motors Group, Incorporated, doing business as Honda Village on Washington Street. Item 918, an auto dealer license for Flaherty Equipment Sales Corporation at 846 Walnut Street. Item 1018, Class 1 auto dealer license for Newton Center Shell at on Center Street. Item 1118, Class 1 Auto Dealer License for MMAG Retail Holdings, doing business as McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at 777 Washington Street. Item 1218, a Class 2 Auto Dealer License for New England Motor Mart on Washington Street in West Newton. Item 1318, a Class 2 Auto Dealer License for KC Auto on Farwell Street. Item 1418, a Class 2 Auto Dealer License for Jacobs Auto Service on Washington Street. Item 1518, a Class 2 Auto Dealer License for Motor Cars of Boston on Washington Street. Item 1618, a Class 3 Auto Dealer License for Schiavone Brothers Incorporated at McGuire Court in Newton. And item 1718, a Class 3 Auto Dealer License for Echo Bridge Salvage Company, also at McGuire Court. All of those were approved by the Land Use Committee 8-0.
Mr. President, could we put 918 on second call, please?
Of course.
And, Mr. President, if I could, I'd like to assign some public hearings.
Please go ahead and do so.
So we have four public hearings for February 6th, starting with item 6418, a petition, special permit petition to allow a detached accessory apartment at 361 Walcott Street in Ward 4. Also for February 6th, item 6518, a petition to amend Board Order 15214 at 1186 Chestnut Street, Indiana Court. And that is in Ward 5. Also on February 6th, item 6618, a petition to further extend a nonconforming FAR at 48 Nathan Road in Ward 2, Newton Center. And on page 18, public hearing for February 6th, item 6718, a petition to allow a single-family dwelling in an MR1 district at 336 Newtonville Avenue in Ward 2. And then for February 13th, item 6818, a public hearing on petition to allow a for-profit educational use at 227 Washington Street in Ward 1. Item 6918, a petition to grant parking waivers for daycare at the Parish of the Good Shepherd on Beacon Street in Ward 5. Item 7018, a petition to amend 53591 to allow an accessory apartment at 73 Perkins Street in Ward 3. And finally, item 7118, petition to amend a special permit at special permit number 51561 at 82128 JFK Circle in Ward 1. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Councillor Schwartz. Councillor Crosley, zoning and planning, Councillor Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report out, but I do have some hearings to assign.
Please go ahead and assign them.
So on page 16, page 6, 30-18, this is for February 12th. Zoning ordinance, Councillors Crosley, Albright, Norton, Danberg, Leary, Kalis, and Baker, requesting to amend Chapter 30, City of Newton Ordinances, to include a lodging house ordinance to promulgate standards for new buildings and developments that would provide congregate living arrangements and or single room occupancy. Also on February 12th is 77-18, Director of Planning requesting amendments to the City of Newton Zoning Ordinance Chapter 30 to add a definition of recreational marijuana establishment and to create a temporary moratorium on the placement of recreational marijuana establishments in the City of Newton to allow the City adequate time to complete a planning process to consider in what districts and under what conditions recreational marijuana establishments will be allowed. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Albright. Next, Programs and Services Committee, Councillor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Okay, thank you. Next, the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Councillor Ciccone has been delayed because I believe he's at a wake. Councillor Auchincloss, would you fill in as vice chair, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. No items to report this evening.
Thank you. Next, we have Public Facilities, Councillor Crosley.
Thank you, Mr. President. All items were held in committee. I just have an announcement to make.
Please go ahead.
Just for the benefit of our colleagues, if you don't get your packet delivered to you, you might want to check your box, because you got this wonderful book from the Department of Public Works and the Beta Group, who are their consultant. This is the Accelerated Pavement Management Program for the City of Newton. It details the PCI of all the roads and when they're going to be refurbished. So you'll be interested in this for all of your constituents, and it reflects very much what we heard in public facilities a couple of weeks ago. We got an overview of the program, and you can see that report in your packet. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Crosley. We now all have some good bedtime reading ahead. Finance, Councilor Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report this evening, but I do need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to accept two late file items.
All in favor of suspension of the rules, please say aye. Aye. Go ahead, Councilor Gentile.
First one is 85-18. Did you do this?
No.
You've got two of them, too. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $500,000 from free cash for the purpose of developing an actionable plan for the Washington Street corridor. That is on page 21. And the second item is at the top of page 22, 86-18. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization of the addition of one full-time employee position in the Planning and Development Department to create a Director of Transportation Planning position.
Thank you, Councilor Gentile. Real Property and Reuse, Councilor Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report today.
Okay. That concludes the first call, Mr. Clerk.
Mr. President?
Yes.
The two items that were that late file also are going to zoning and planning. Do I have to accept?
You do not. As long as they've been referred out Councilor Gentile, we're fine. Okay. All set? All right. First call, Mr. Clerk.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councilor Baker. Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Councilor Cody.
Here. Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Downs.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councilor Grossman.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Kelly.
Aye.
Councilor Krinsman.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councilor Noel.
Aye.
Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Do I have a motion to forego recess?
I need recess to get some information.
You do. All right. We're going to take a brief 2-minute recess, and then we're going to reconvene for the one item and second call. Colleagues, if you can just take your seats. I promise you we're going to be very quick. David, do I need a roll call vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Councilor Schwartz, could you just report out again docket number 9-18?
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9-18 on page 14, a Class 1 auto dealer license for Flaherty Equipment Sales Corporation at 846 Walnut Street in Newton, Massachusetts. Land use approved 8-0.
Thank you. Councilor Gentile, you place this on second call?
So I place this on second call because there is a family of a same name that owes the City of Newton a considerable amount of work based on a past special permit. And we're talking a significant amount of money, and they have been non-existent or non-responsive to several requests for compliance from the engineering department. So I just wanted to make sure that we were not talking about the same petitioner, because to me, to award a license to somebody that's not in good standing with the city wouldn't make sense. So I appreciate the time, and David, as always, being organized, was able to pull the petition, and it's a different family. I apologize for holding it up, but I think it was worth it just to check that out. So I'm perfectly fine with voting for the item. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Gentile. Anybody else on the item? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councilor Baker. Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley.
Aye.
Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Downs.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councilor Grossman.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Kelly.
Aye.
Councilor Krinsman.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councilor Noel.
Aye.
Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Schwartz.
Aye.
President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
All right. That concludes our business this evening. Do I have a motion, Councilor Auchincloss, to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. We are adjourned at 8:11 p.m. Go home and spend some time with your families. Thank you all.